சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 13 வெர்ஸ் 9. இந்திரியார்த்தேஷு வைராக்யம் அனஹங்கார ஏவ ச ஜன்ம மிருத்யு ஜரா வியாதி துக்க தோஷானுதர்ஷனம் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கண்டினியூயிங் ரிகார்டிங் வேல்யூஸ் to be imbibed deliberately. The values or virtues we cannot carry from our childhood. We have to deliberately cultivate those virtues which are like building blocks. Just as every block, every brick, you collect and construct a building. Without collecting bricks, you cannot construct a building. A building is a building because of bricks. There is no building without bricks. That bricks to collect, you have to put an effort. They cannot come just by like themselves. Just like that they cannot come. You have to put effort to reach the bricks to that point. Similarly, in our life also, this life building, my life journey, my whole life building is based on each brick like value. Each value is like a brick. It's a beautiful building, excellent building, depend upon the bricks how you arrange. Building shape designed by your own plan. The beauty, the wonder of that building comes only because of your design. Similarly, your life design also, you have to plan. Through these virtues, you have to collect, cultivate, imbibe. There is a strain, there is a pain while you are cultivating these virtues. There is a strain involved, but I don't feel this is a strain. Because I am going to see a beautiful building tomorrow. That's why when people are constructing house, they lose their whole face, shape, color, everything. You might have experienced. When they are constructing house, they lose their form, color, everything. That shows how much effort they are putting. An ordinary building, which is a matter, chemicals, cement, but the person's vision is only the beautiful building. Same way, look at your own life building. When you are struggling to cultivate virtues, this struggle is not a struggle, but I enjoy. Tomorrow I am going to see my life building in a different, it's a great mansion like wonderful, beautiful life, which is a spiritually healthy body, mind, complex. My personality, entire personality, I am shaping through each and every virtue. Through each and every virtue I am shaping, I am painting as the coloring to my life building. Such that vision is there in my front. I don't feel these virtues are difficult to practice. On the other hand, I am very eager to imbibe them without any strain, because I see that design, my life design, spiritual journey, goal, design, I keep in my mind. If that is there, that picture is there in my front, vision, my future, all these values are very, very simple. Very simple to implement in one's life. Amanitvam, adhamhitvam, ahimsa, kshanti, arjavam, acharyopasanam, shaucham, atma vinigraha, all these are wonderful gems. People keep vairam muttu per, you know, vairam muttu, all this, what are vairam, what are muttu, according to Vedanta, each value is like a vairam. You cannot compare even with vairam. Okay, these are the very, very valuable, you know, constructing, you know, blocks, like very important. Leaving this, just imagining I want to live in a mansion, a building, is impossible. Without bricks, can you have a house, or can you stay in your house? Similarly, imagining peace, security, happiness, just imagining without preparing what? Bricks. It is just like that. Just like a person imagining big mansion, palace, without any infrastructure to construct a house. Can that person enjoy that mansion, that palace? It is only in imagination. He can never enjoy that comfort of that palace. Similarly, we also in our life, we imagine, I want full security, I want full peace, shanti, ananda, complete ananda I want. You want, but what you are doing, you know, what you are doing for that? That peace, that security, that ananda comes, you have to put a seed. Each virtue is like a seed, like a brick. Therefore, Lord Krishna enumerating for your beautiful life, which is going to be secure, happy, peaceful, they are all possible only when you take care of these values. If you gloss over or if you ignore these values, you have to forget about security, peace, happiness. You have to forget. No, Swamini, how can I forget? I want peace, happiness, security. If you want peace, happiness, security, you have to focus on each virtue. So we saw the 8th shloka. Up to that we have completed Atma Vinigraha over. Then Indriyartheshu Vairagyam Anahankara. Vairagyam is that every human being is having lot of goals in one's life. Everyone is having their own goal. What is your goal now? For cricket player, one different goal. Musician, another goal. Dance player, dancer, another goal. So, you know, physician, doctor, engineer, lawyer, they have their own goals. Shastra says all these goals are only intermediary goals. They are not ultimate goals. They are not ultimate goals. Even family, I want to be a good mother and a good parent, is also an intermediary goal. I want to be a good mother-in-law,
It is also a goal for some ladies.
The ideal mother-in-law, it is also an intermediary goal. So all goals are intermediary goals. Really speaking, they are not goals at all. They are not real goals. They are only means. See the difference. They are not be all and end all. Intermediary goals are not at all goals. Remember that intermediary goals, to be a good father, to be a good mother, to be a good student, to be a good teacher, all these not real goals. They are only means. Unfortunately, we are converting the means as goals. You want to enjoy an officer, or want to become a great employer. No? You want to earn money. You want to become an accomplished person. What for? To live a happy, peaceful life. Therefore, they are not the ultimate goals. They are the means. They are the only means. Ultimate goal is only that permanent peace, happiness, security, moksha. So knowing that ultimate goal is moksha or liberation, all other goals are means. This is called vairagyam. Vairagyam means not aversion, not detachment with all family members, people and all. I am having lot of vairagyam, therefore I don't want to talk with anyone. This is not vairagyam. Don't say that vairagyam. You have to be in the family, convert your family members, your role as a means. Bringing up children is not the goal. Bringing up children is a means for me to mature, to go to my spiritual, the last ultimate goal. Understand, that is called real vairagyam. That is called maturity, born out of viveka. Seeing the intermediary goals as means and taking the ultimate goal is moksha. Therefore, all these virtues, we have to remember one point. In our culture, we never take this life is the starting life. This life alone is ending life. No, it is one intermediary stage. You have taken many births previously. This is another birth. You are going to take many births. Every birth, every body is a means for you to refine. Just as the gold undergoes into one furnace to another furnace. Once you see the raw gold, you cannot see it. There is a gold. It is like just mud, clod of mud, but there is a gold inside. Can you find out the gold inside there? No. So the first time that raw material, no mud, they put gold mines, they put in the first furnace, then second process, furnace, third process, furnace, fourth process. Like that, it has to go process by process by process. Similarly, the jiva, the individual, is like a gold mine. Because of so many vasanas, the gold, the shining is not there. It is not shining. Therefore, every birth is like a furnace. Either it is a buffalo body or another body, we do not know. Maybe human body. Any body is like a furnace. The jiva enters in that body furnace, undergoes refinement. Again, next birth, again another body furnace, again refinement, again another body furnace, again refinement. This is our Indian culture, karma siddhanta. In our culture, this is the aspect. We don't take this body, this life is the end and beginning. It is one of the journey. It is one of our journey. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, may you have vairagyam. Towards what? Indriya artheshu. Artha means object. Indriya means corresponding sense objects have corresponding sense objects. The entire prapancha is categorized into only 5 objects. You need not enumerate hundreds and thousands of objects are there, Swamini. Shastra consider all of them into 5. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. The object connected to either sound, the object connected to either Sparsha, or Rupa, or Rasa, or Gandha. Other than these 5, there is no any object in the world that which you can experience. Fortunately or unfortunately, you have got only 5 sense organs. Okay, even that 6th one is there, you cannot experience. Good news or bad news? Good or bad, but new news. New news, N-E-W-N-E-W-S. New news. New news may you know. All of you should know, the news is this: there are no many objects because you have 5 sense organs. You experience 5 types of objects in the world. Indriya Artheshu. What are they? They are meant for what? They are all only means. Your every experience to fulfill your intermediary goals, goal itself you have converted into means. Now, all the objects are also what? They are also source I want to use to make use of this means. Nothing else. Therefore, never give utmost importance to sense objects. Make use of them. Don't get addicted to them. Any sense object, either sound or touch or taste or smell, connected to any object to your sense organ, may you not get addicted, because they are only means. What for you are using? That using itself is a means, it is not a goal. And that using, they call it tools. They are called tools. They are tools. You want to become a great musician, for example. You want to listen. How much you can listen? Listening music, learning music, becoming a musician is what? Intermediary goal or ultimate goal? Intermediary goal. The tool is Shabda Indriyam, the music or something you are learning, or something Stotras, Parayanam, something you are learning. They are all only means, tools. For this means, this is not ultimate goal. Your goal is different. These are all only refining processes. You have to remember. Therefore, never get hooked to or addicted to any sense object. It is only a means. But mind weakness is what? Hooking. Hooked and booked. No. First you are hooked, then you are booked forever. You are booked forever means what? That sense objects takes your peace, happiness, security. And that controls you. Your inner peace, your leisure, inner leisure. That object controls your freedom. That object, what for you have gone for that object, that controls your inner leisure, your time, your quality mind, your energy. Everything is controlled by, monitored by that object. Which I want to use, later that is using me. Yeah, money is a tool. Money I want to use for as a means. But that money is controlling me. I am hooked to that and booked to that. Then I become an addicted to that money. So I should not become slave to that. I should not get addicted to that. I want to use it, that's all. Any object for that matter, whatever you use, all resources. Just they are only resources. Remember, never allow the resource to dominate your life, to enter into your free arena. In your life, they should not enter and disturb you. No permission, no admission without permission. Private property. Okay, this is private property. No admission without permission, if anyone enters, they will be prosecuted. அவ்வளோ ஜாகிரதையாக இருக்கணும். அது சமத்தாக இருக்கிறது. லிவிங் இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன், அனஹங்காரா. அகங்காரா கனெக்ட்ஸ் டு யுவர் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். பை பர்த் வி டெவலப் அகங்காரா டுவர்ட்ஸ் மை பாடி அண்ட் மைண்ட். லேட்டர் ஓன்லி மமகாரா கம்ஸ். வை அகங்காரா? திஸ் அகங்காரா இஸ் நாட் அட் ஆல் ரிக்வயர்டு. ஆன் தி அதர் ஹேண்ட், அகங்காரா ஸ்பாயில்ஸ் மை பர்சனாலிட்டி. பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன், செல்ஃப் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன். பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், ஹவு கிரேட் இட் இஸ் டெல் மீ. திங்க் அபவுட் திஸ் பாடி மைண்ட். ஸோ யூ நீட் நாட் ஸ்பெண்ட் எனி திங் தட் கம்ஸ் பை இட் செல்ஃப். அகங்காரா ஈகோ, தட் அகங்காரா இஸ் நாட் அட் ஆல் குட். வாட் பாடி மைண்ட் அபிமான மை I am, that ahankara is so powerful because that ahankara is the cause for all other things. This is the root cause for all other problems. Ahankara is the root cause. All rakshasas, they are having Ravana, Hiranyakaspu, Kamsa, any rakshasa you take, they have the first asuri sampat enna ahankara. அகங்காரம் தான். தட் இஸ் வை தேர் லைஃப் வாஸ் டோட்டலி டேமேஜ்ட். யூ சீ தேர் ஹிஸ்டரி. நோ, வாட் இஸ் தட் மேட் தெம் டு கோ டு தட் டவுன் லெவல்னா? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அகங்கார. ராவணா ஹேஸ் காட் அகங்கார, கம்சா ஹேஸ் காட் அகங்கார, ஹிரண்யகஷ்பு ஹேஸ் காட் அகங்கார. உச்சி ராட்சசா டசன்ட் ஹாவ் அகங்கார, டெல் மீ. Every rakshasa entertained one quality, ahankar. I also do that same way. I am also Kaliyuga Ravana, Kaliyuga Shishupala. Therefore, never hook to ahankara, never allow. How I am hooking to ahankara? Na, simple, attachment towards body. Attachment towards your own mind, that is called ahankara. Raga, attachment means raga towards my own. How do I know? Everyone loves themselves. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Whom you love? I love myself first. Since this is starting point, I love myself, therefore whoever is helping to me, helpful to me, I love them. Whoever is helpful to me, helping to me, either now or in future, they are going to help me, I love them. I love you means why you are loving him or her? Only for that, idhu solla maatom. For my sake I am loving as a secret, adhu solla koodad. I won't say that outside. But fact is, since you love yourself, you love those people or objects because they are favorable to you. As long as they are favorable to you, they are giving happiness to you, you love them. I love you, if you say outside objects are, this is a bluff. This is the greatest bluff in the world. Nothing else. Shastra says, I am not telling, Shastra says, if anyone says, I love you, I love this object, never. This is a fact, 100%, 200% fact, because I love myself. This is called ahankara. I love myself, therefore I love others for my sake. When is you take the photograph, group photograph, you are there, which photo you see first, tell me? 40 people are there in the photograph. Your father, mother, brother, sister, all of them are there. Which photo you look at it first? Your photo.
But nobody knows that you are seeing your photo. That is called secret. Therefore, Acharya writes there, ahankara means body, mind, complex, self-glorification. What glory you have got? Body is anatma. It is flesh and blood, bones. Mind is also a matter. Why you have to develop abhimana towards that body? Instead of developing abhimana towards this body, mind, complex, glorify your Atman. You develop that abhimana towards your real nature. That is nothing wrong in that. That is called self-glorification. Two types. Yeah? Non-self-glorification, we are thinking, is self-glorification. Body, mind, complex is non-self. It is not real self. It is fake self. What you write on the checkbook. Checkbook you write no self. That is not Atma. That is Ahankara self. That is called fake self. This fake self glorification, if you do, you are Ravana Kamsa Shishupala Dantavaktra. But you can do self-glorification. Aham Atma, I am the Adhishtanam, I am the source, I am the substratum of this universe, I am birthless, I am deathless. This glorification is real self. So two selves are there. Fake self, Ahankara. Real self is Aham, Atma. So nothing wrong in glorifying your higher nature. You are claiming your real nature and saying Aham Brahma Asmi. That is wonderful. So you can glorify your real I. It is not Ahankara. Understand? If you glorify your Ahankara, body, mind, complex, that is lower I. Fake I is called lower I in our language. Real I is called higher I. If you Vedantin, Advaita students always say what? Higher I. From higher I standpoint, I am everything, I am glorious, I am beautiful, I am wonderful, I am Atma. Nothing wrong in that. I am Ishvara. Nothing wrong in that. I am from Atma standpoint, I am Ishvara. But Dvaita and Vishishta Dvaita people, they condemn. See, in the all way, Ishwarana, and Choluva. They criticize us. But we are telling I am Ishwara from lower I standpoint or higher I? Higher I. But those people thinking what? Lower I. We are not telling from lower I standpoint. Lower I standpoint, you can never be the substratum. Correct? Therefore, glorification from Ahankara standpoint is wrong. Glorification from Atma standpoint is right. Put Ahankara from lower I standpoint, you have to drop. That's what Lord Krishna is asking. If you drop this Ahankara of lower I, you get the higher I. Aham. If you don't drop this Ahankara at lower I, Abhimana. Ahankara means Abhimana towards body, mind. That is fake I. Fake I in a checkbook, check leaf I. Appadi sonna nanna puriyum. Check leaf I. That I, Ahankara, is not right. Therefore, one has to drop Ahankara. But 99.99% of people have this Ahankara. That is the drawback. Why Vedanta student has to develop Anahankara, you understand now? Therefore, when you go to Vedanta class, what scriptures does? They are trimming. They are doing trim. No? Trimming, and you are going to that beauty parlor or gym. Make yourself trim. You want to make yourself trim and slim. But real slimming, real trimming happens where, you know, Vedanta class. But people are not available here to get trimming and slimming. To drop this Ahankara is very, very tough. Very, very tough. That's why very few people come to Vedanta classes. Because Shastra attacking.
your ahankara, lower I. Nobody is ready to drop the lower I, ahankara. That's why Lord Krishna deliberately says, anahankara. May you drop your abhimana towards your lower I. Then only you can own up the higher I. Why manushyanam sahasreshu? You can understand now? Why among thousands and thousands of people, only one or two people only come to know? Because dropping the ahankara, lower I, is the toughest task. I love one example, that is why all the time I give this example. The sculptor chiseling the stone. I have to be in the hands of my guru until I have to be totally chiseled. Who will chisel otherwise? Either father or mother. When I was young, in the father's, mother's hand, I have to be chiseled. No ahankara should be there. Therefore, I have to respect my father and mother. Then when I come to my guru, I have to respect my guru. I allow myself to my guru to chisel my personality. Like that, lifelong, I want to be under the guidance of one or other. Otherwise, my ahankara will increase. Later, I surrender myself to Shastra Mata, who chisels me final, further. Final, no? That is the final, enna solluva? Final touches. Final touches. I like this example always. Father, mother, the first guidance, first guru. Adhanala appa amma chonna maadhiri kekkanum first. Then elders, gurus, then Shastra Mata. They're all like sculptors. I want to be chiseled by them. If I get chiseled, my ahankara is chiseled. That is why now are open, show your ahankara. Allow others, elders, to talk and you learn from them. You should not talk in front of either father or mother or any grandparents or gurus. You don't talk, you listen. If you talk too much in front of them, you are nourishing your ahankara. This is our culture, not my words I am telling. This is our culture, vruddha vyavahara. That's why always youngsters we say, hey, pesade, pesade, yen sollu? Not curbing the freedom. Because you are not mature enough to talk. You do not know what is dharma, what is adharma. Elders only can know. Gurus only can know. Shastra only can know. Therefore, you have to listen. This is our culture, but it is very far to our children now. This vriddha vyavahara is very, very far. Unless I open myself to this vriddha vyavahara, to my grandparents, to my parents, to my gurus, to my shastra, I can never correct my ahankara. Unless I check my ahankara, I can never own up my higher nature. All the way the child is taking towards that higher knowledge. The culture is that is inbuilt. The design, culture is designed like that. Not that we don't want to give freedom to children. Like in Western culture, if you ask, hey, and channa phone, police all over. Adi culture ange, not here. Not here. See how much difference. Now our children also want to get that much freedom. That's why they are getting a lot of drug addiction. All nonsense. All addictions they are getting at the prime age. Prime age they are spoiling their life. Then what else left out for them, you tell me. Therefore curbing ahankara at right time, at right place is very important. Anahankara evacha. Then next, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. One virtue. One sentence, la, one virtue Bhagavan gives. Hey Arjuna, one has to develop dosha darshanam. Seeing the defects or drawbacks in what? In five areas. Janma dosha. birth itself is a dosha. How much struggle you are undergoing. While in mother's womb, you are where in mother's womb? Not near the heart, you are near the toilet. And there you are undergoing a lot of pain, heat, cold, everything. And whatever mother's body temperature is your temperature. Whatever mother's temper is your temper, because all are affecting you. This whole impact of the mother is falling on you. There is no freedom when you are in mother's womb. No freedom at all. You are encased, imprisoned. You are imprisoned there, really. What freedom you have got? You are imprisoned in the mother's womb. There is no place at all. And struggling to come out. And you are feeling hungry. Mother has to eat and then only it comes to you. Lot of freedom. If mother sits in different angle, you got stuck. And mother do not know how much you are suffering. Before birth, that much suffering. While birth also, delivery time also, you are having so much of pain. Otherwise, why you have to cry when you are born? Tell me. You are smiling after coming out or you are crying? Why? I am born to a wonderful universe. Sirikkalame. Yedhuk ella kolandha alarudhe. And the delivery maternity ward ku pona ki 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 en ella kalindite irukum. Oru kolandha kuda sirikave sirikadhu. Ye janma dukha dosham. It is a dosha. That is why every labor ward you see ellar aludhu. Namma ella appadi dhaan vandhitom. Not only mother undergoing pain, baby also undergoes pain, tremendous pain. We all have undergone that. Doshama illaya, santoshama da vandama illaye. Why I have come to this world? I have to suffer, I have to earn money, I have to take care of my stomach, I have to fulfill everything, and a very problem. That is why baby crying. I do not know. Because in mother's womb I was floating. Suddenly they keep me on the hard surface. On the hard surface they keep me. Suddenly I feel it's like a jerk. If I work floating, suddenly I'm there keeping me on the hard surface. For the child it is a hard surface. You think it is a nice foam bed. Child won't feel that is. In a mother's womb it is floating. So nice. But here it is not like that. Afterwards, few months, you see, the child do not know what is urine, what is motion, what is milk. Different thriyad. Idi vayila vechukum, adi vayila vechukum. What a dosha is it? Child cannot discriminate. What is ant is coming and keeping in the mouth. In a biscuit kurta vayila vechukum. Endi kurta nu vayila vechukum. Enna from mother's womb to until you get minimum knowledge. What a miserable life. Janma. Dosha. Janma. The next one is what? Janma mrityu. Mrityu also, death is also not comfortable. More painful. Then when mrityu is going to come, we don't feel homely. In everyone is controlling. And the pakka doctor, in the pakka people, all they are bringing the wheel. Doctor vandu even eppo pranam eda porana test pannindirkar. There are people are waiting with will. Ivar eludha sign pandrathu kuda kai vela pannanume. Pona nanna irukku they are thinking. Paavam suffering enna paavam illa. They are positively, they look at this person. Whether he lives fast, similar, soon, it's nice, they think. Because you are suffering in that old age because of mrityu. And the mrityu lo, and the sankatam, very, very difficult. Struggling for breath, struggling for everything. Struggling for everything. What is naturally functioning now? Digestion is functioning naturally. Once you are becoming older and older, you are struggling to digest the food. Once the breathing is very natural now, the same breathing you struggle later at the time of death. Now, for everything struggling on. You want to talk something, you want to tell something, lips you are not able to make it separate, and jaws you are not able to separate, you are not able to utter a word at the time of death. Even hand also you cannot lift. You want to touch your near and dear, no. Hand you cannot lift, leg you cannot lift, because on the deathbed it is a more horrible, horrible condition. It is a dosham. Janma is also a dosha, mrityu is also a dosha. Janma, mrityu, theriyalaya, yedhuku ahankara nu kekkarar. Ahankarathukku appuram udane sollitar idu. What for your ahankara? Therefore I am asking you, give up your ahankara. What on what you are keeping ahankara? This body which has got janma mrityu, and this body you are getting ahankara. Drop it. Janma mrityu, then jara, in between janma and mrityu another lady comes. Who is that lady? You know, jara, old age. Who is she? You know, Yamadharma Raja's sister. Before Yamadharma Raja is coming, first he sends his sister, you go first, then I will come back. Back of you I will come. Therefore old age is also miserable, because you cannot move. You see a person struggling to get up from the chair, not from the floor, from the chair itself, person trying to get up, and three times he tried and three times he sits. Because of what? Old age. That old age is so horrible, and hands are shivering. You cannot drink water. You cannot lift even tumbler because shivering. Because of shivering, because of old age. You cannot walk even few steps. Few steps you walk and you have to take rest. That's why in park all old people who are all walking, they keep anganga thinne irukku. Yen theriyumo? Continuous walking is difficult. Therefore you take third leg support. Two legs are not functioning. Third leg support you take. Third leg has got three legs. That two legs, third leg is not useful. Oldness lo one leg, third leg. Puriyar the one leg, third leg. Walking stick. Walking stick is another leg, like it helps you. It is with one stick. One stick has gone. Now that is not sufficient. Now three sticks for that. 3 points. So that you can walk with so much support. Why so much difficult? Because jara. Old age. Who will get? All will get. No exception. Is it not a dosha? Am I comfortable at old age? No. Body faculties are coming, withering away, withering away, which you function, they were functioning so nicely, and so you are so energetic and helped so many people, and everyone is, and the beck and call of yours, if you call, everyone runs. Now you call, they won't run. When children called, you have running here and there, school to school, college to college, and for children's sake you are running. When you are immobile because of old age, children cannot run. Why? They are not available for at all to run. Isn't it? Very, very difficult. Therefore, when can you know this dosha? You know only when there are grandparents at home, parents at home, only you can know. When we are young, joint families, when there are joint families, 3 generations will be there. In every joint family, 3 generations. Means, we are there, our parents are there, our grandparents are also there in our house. Isn't it? 3 generations. Now, from young age, I learned to see the old age suffering of my grandma, grandfather, how much they are facing difficulty, how many diseases they are undergoing, how much old age suffering they are facing. I see and I learn, oh, for me also old age is going to come. I have to learn. This is called preparation. But nowadays there are no joint families. No grandma, grandfather in front of me. Even they come 1 or 2 days, they go, hi, they say, and they maintain themselves with 1 day properly, and they go away. I am not able to know how old age comes, how the suffering comes, how grandma suffered with old age, how grandfather suffered with old age, how body has got a withering, how the hands are shivering, how they are not able to digest food, how they are not able to eat themselves, that food, they cannot feed themselves. That if I see all of them, I prepare for my old age. Priyada? Ippu ennanna, children are not with even parents. What to talk of grandparents? Children are growing either in hostel, parents are in the city only. But they are in hostel. I seen many children. Like, where are your parents? My parents are in the city only. But for my study sake, I am in the hostel. That is why children are not learning anything for life, how to face. And when old age comes suddenly for them, it is shock-like, because they have never seen their parents, their grandparents in the old age. Because now even they are there, they are in old age home. The child is not getting an opportunity to see. That is why they ask, why death comes, why old age comes. They are asking questions. When Swamiji, Sannyasinis, they see like this, in America and all, the children ask questions. What they ask, you know? Why old age comes? This is the question. Why death comes? But in our country, they don't ask these questions. Why? Those children are just in pleasures. Only in sense pleasures. They know that only. That's why they question the old age and death. The question, I heard from many children there in America. But our children have not yet come up to that mark. They are also coming slowly. If we see our parents, grandparents becoming old and passing in front of us, in our front of our eyes, oh, this is so natural. This is so natural. Because 3 generations, no? They are prepared. They never pamper their body, they never get ahankara, they never get abhimana towards body, because they are seeing. Now you know joint family, how much importance for healthy growth of the child. But joint family is not available nowadays. Therefore children do not know janma dosha, jara dosha, mrityu dosha. Because they are not seeing any mrityu. Because they are staying only in the hostel. All youngsters. All youngsters jolly, jolly, jolly. So on. So what? What is old age? What is death? They ask questions. That's why they must be focused to that very young age. They should learn. They should prepare their mind. And the dosham teriyanam. If they see the dosha, as they are young, they never develop any attachment. They never develop any ahankara. Janma, dosha, mrityu, dosha, jara, isn't it? Comfortable, eh? Dosha. Not only that, one more. Vyadhi, dosha. Vyadhi, not one, many. Many vyadhis, diabetes, asthma, ischemic heart disease, rheumatoid arthritis, intestinal bowel syndrome, eye problem. How many doctors are there? As many are gone, so many doctors. Yeah. You go to a hospital, you are one, but there are so many doctors. Oru party ko oru doctor. Adi check pannano, idi check pannano. Idi check pannano, adi check pannano. ஏன் அத்தனை வியாதி அத்தனை டாக்டர்ஸ் ஏன் அவ்வளோதான் திஸ் இஸ் வாட் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் நோ ஒன் கேன் எஸ்கேப் ஃப்ரம் ஜென்ம மிருத்யு ஜரா வியாதி வியாதி இஸ் மோர் பெயின்ஃபுல் வியாதி இஸ் மோர் பெயின்ஃபுல் பீப்புள் ப்ரே ஃபார் திஸ் அனாயாச மரணம் அனாயாசேன மரணம் வினா தைன்யேன ஜீவனம்
ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ ఈజ్ దైన్యం, దీనభావ. యు వాంట్ టు షేర్, యు వాంట్ టు టాక్ టు పీపుల్, దే డోంట్ వాంట్ టు హియర్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ. వెన్ యు ఆర్ ఓల్డ్ దే డోంట్ వాంట్ టు హియర్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ. ఇఫ్ యు స్టార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ వెరీ యంగ్ ఏజ్, దట్ ఇస్ వర్ దే హ్యావ్ నో టైమ్ టు లిజన్. యు ఆర్ పైలింగ్ అప్, పైలింగ్ అప్, పైలింగ్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్సైడ్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు ఓపెన్ యువర్ మౌత్, అండ్ బై దట్ టైమ్ యు ఆర్ ప్రోన్ టు గెట్ వెదర్ వన్ డిజీజ్ ఆర్ దట్, నాట్ వన్, త్రీ. ఏంటి తెలియమో, కొలెస్ట్రాల్ ప్రాబ్లం, బీపీ ప్రాబ్లం, డయాబెటీస్ ప్రాబ్లం, ఏంటంది మూడు సేంది వరం. ఓకే, యారికి కొ ఎన్న స్వామి ఇదెల్లా భయమా? ఇట్ ఈస్ భగవాన్ కెప్ట్ దిస్ ఇన్ యర్ వర్చు. యు సీ ది, ఇది ఎప్పుడు వర్చు ఆగున్నా సీయింగ్ ద దోష ఆల్ ద టైమ్, ఈజ్ ఇట్ నాట్ ఎ నెగటివ్ థింకింగ్ అన్న? భగవాన్ సీస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ నెగటివ్. యు వెన్ యూ డెవలప్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ దిస్ బాడీ, అహంకార, వెన్ యూ డెవలప్ సీ ద దోష. అదికే పక్క పక్కతలే పోటీటారు. వెన్ యూ డెవలప్ అటాచ్మెంట్ సీ ద దోష, వెన్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ సీ ద దోష. దే ఆర్ ద మీన్స్, బాడీ ఈజ్ ఎ మీన్స్, యూ నీడ్ నాట్ ఫీల్ బ్యాడ్. సో వ్యాధి ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ టైగర్ సిట్టింగ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ద డోర్. వ్యాధి సిట్టింగ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ అండ్ దే వుడ్ వాంట్ టు గ్రాబ్. ఎప్పుడు రెడీ అయ్యక పోమానో, ఇవన్నీ పిడికిలామా అని తేండి ఇరుక. వ్యాధి అన్నారు, ఎట్ ఎనీ టైమ్, ఎట్ ఎనీ వ్యాధి కమ్స్ అండ్ ట్రీట్మెంట్ ఆల్సో డజంట్ వర్క్. ట్రీట్మెంట్ ఆల్సో యూజ్లెస్. డాక్టర్స్ ఆల్సో సేస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు పుట్ అప్ విత్ దట్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు పుట్ అప్ విత్ దట్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ ద మెడిసిన్స్, నో అదర్ వే. వన్స్ యు ఆర్ ఎ బీపీ పేషెంట్, యు ఆర్ ఎ బీపీ పేషెంట్. వన్స్ యు ఆర్ ఎన్ ఆస్థమాటిక్, యు ఆర్ ఎన్ ఆస్థమాటిక్. లైఫ్ లాంగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ మెడిసిన్స్. ఏంటన్న అది సైడ్ ఎఫెక్ట్స్ అప్పురం, అది మూలమా. యాంటీబయాటిక్స్ యూ టేక్ అండ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సైడ్ ఎఫెక్ట్స్ కమ్స్ అండ్ వాయు పుండెల్లా వంది, వై తెరిచల్ వంది. అప్పా ఇది వేణుమా? అదప్పా బాడీ, బాడీకి హ్యావింగ్ వ్యాధి దోష, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ డ్రాబ్యాక్, ఇట్స్ అ బిగ్గెస్ట్ డ్రాబ్యాక్ టు ద బాడీ. నేను నన్నా ఇరుక, ఎనికి నన్నా ఇరుకాదు. ఇనికి కొంచెం నన్నా ఇరుందా, నాలుగు రోమో ఎప్పుడు ఇరుకుమో తెలియదు. ఎప్పుడు ఎన్న ప్రాబ్లం వరుమో యారికి తెలియదు. అదికి దా బయాప్సీ అని ఎన్న తెలియమో, వన్స్ యూ గివ్ ఫర్ బయాప్సీ భయం భయమా ఇరకం, ఎన్న రిపోర్ట్ వరమో, ఎన్న రిపోర్ట్ వరమో. ఇంత మాస్టర్ చెకప్కు పోనాలే, యూ గెట్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పాల్పిటేషన్, ఇల్లాద పాల్పిటేషనే వందడం. ఇఫ్ యూ సీ ద డాక్టర్స్, సో పాల్పిటేషన్ కమ్స్. ఏ వాట్ రిపోర్ట్ మీ కమ్ వి డు నాట్ నో ఇన్ దిస్ కెమోథెరపీ, వాట్ మై గాడ్ ద పేషెంట్ అండర్ గోస్ ట్రెమెండస్ పెయిన్. Treatment is also a type of pain. Some treatments is a pain, no? Dosha. Then what? Dukkha dosha. Whole life is a mixture of dosha. Dukkha mishritam. Everywhere dukkham, 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 dukkham. Therefore, janma dosha, mrutya dosha, jara dosha, and vyadhi dosha, and dukkha dosha. Or you can put all of them into four. Janma dukkha dosha. జన్మం ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇజ్ దుఃఖమేవ దోష. దుఃఖం ఇరుందని అన్నా ఇరుకుమా? అదనాల దుఃఖ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇజ్ ఎ దోష. దుఃఖ కమ్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? జన్మ. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ దోష. దుఃఖ కమ్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మృత్యు. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ దోష. దుఃఖ కమ్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ దోష. దుఃఖ కమ్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వ్యాధి. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇజ్ ఎ దోష. హూ ఈజ్ హ్యావింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్? యువర్ ఓన్ బాడీ. Our own body is having what? All these doshas. Idi melaya poi ahankaram ichigire. Upon this you are developing ahankara, ego, pride. What for? Thevaye illa. Puriyadha? So you remember the dosha, you can avoid ahankara. Why ahankara comes? When I forget ది జన్మ దోష, మృత్యు దోష, వ్యాధి దోష, జరాదోష, దుఃఖ దోష, ఇఫ్ ఐ ఫర్గెట్ అహంకార కమ్స్. దేర్ ఫోర్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ప్లేస్ ఫర్ అహంకార ఇఫ్ ఐ రిమెంబర్ ది దోష. అనహంకార ఏవచ జన్మ మృత్యు జరా వ్యాధి దుఃఖ దోష అనుదర్శనమా, రిపీటెడ్లీ పాకణమా ఇన్ ద దోషం. నాట్ వన్ ఆర్ టూ టైమ్స్, ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ಅನ್ನ ಅನುದರ್ಶನ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಐ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಪ್ರೆಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೋ ವೀಕ್ ಮೈಂಡೆಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅನುದರ್ಶನ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಯು ಥಿಂಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅನ್ನ ಇರ್ಕರ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಬಿಡೋ ಅನುದರ್ಶನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಯು ವೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಎನಿ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್ ಸೊ ಜನ್ಮ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಜರ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ದುಃಖ ದೋಷ ಅನುದರ್ಶನ ಸೈಕೋಸೋಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕ್ ಏಲ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ನೋ ಸೈಕೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೋಮಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಯೋಗ ವಾಸಿಷ್ಠಂ ಆಲ್ ಡಿಸೀಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೈಕೋಸೊಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕ್ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಎಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೊರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಡಿಸೀಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬೆನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್ ಆಂಗ್ಸೈಟಿ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಂಗ್ಸೈಟೀಸ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಕೀಪ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಂಗ್ಸೈಟಿನ ಗಿವ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಟು ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅವ್ರಿಗೆ ಕೊಡ್ತಿಡುಂಗೋ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗಿವ್ place to your mind towards this world. Such a mind is anxious, worry, hurry mind. Therefore, always Bhagavan Nama, Bhagavan Chintanam, Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. If my mind is occupied, saturated with Bhagavan all the time, that mind doesn't have time to think about body, family, children, no. Let it go whatever it goes according to my prarabdha. But my mind is only with Bhagavan. Otherwise, we are hooked. All these dukkhams always chase us. Then, next shloka. Shloka 10.
Asaktirana Bhishvangaha Putradhar Grihadishu Nityam cha samachittatvam Ishtanishtopapattishu
Asaktihi May you not have sakti, attachment towards anything in the world. Your body or your family members. It is like joining in a university to complete your education. And that education is over, then you come out. Like that. You don't sit permanently in either college or university. You are not supposed to sit. The course you have to complete and come out. Similarly, every life is like an university. Every life, this life, you have entered that university to learn and come out. Like our journey in the life, you do so many journeys, so many places. Every time when you sit in the train, there are some people very sit near to you, some people next to and the A1, A2 like that they sit. And everyone is very close to you. When their station comes, they get down. This life is also like a journey. Some members are very family, close members. In the train, for their coffee, you pay. For your tiffin, they pay. Very close. 24 hours journey. Adikapro, bye, hi, over, over. Then they go to their own place, I go to my place. Like that, in this life journey also, father, brother, mother, sister, children, all are very close passengers. I develop attachment with them. And I give something for them, they give to me in return. Love, affection, money, something, something. And after some time, everyone is going to leave. When we are going to leave, none of us knows. When our station comes, our prarabdha is over. Just two log of woods come together in the water because of wind. When the wind separates them, they have to be separated. Like that, all members in the family,
because of some prarabdha, they come together. When their prarabdha is over, they have to be separated. No one is permanent. Therefore, understand, never develop any asakti. Therefore, asakti is more, painful once you develop towards them. Everyone is, this life, these are the members. Previous life, I might have got so many other relations with other members in other bodies. Next janma, in another body, another relation. This is also a temporary relation with these bodies. We are thinking these people are permanent. Once something happens to them or to me, they suffer, I suffer. And worry, tremendous pain, tremendous worry. And that worry goes years together, decades together, and disturbs my healthy body. I may become sick later. Why? Because of worry. Somebody passed away in the family, someone has got hurt, and someone has got a very chronic disease. Because of this, my life was very much disturbed. Because of the disturbance, I am very much disturbed. And this disturbance brought me, whole my life become so weak. Because of attachment. Because I have forgotten, these are all temporary fellow travelers. In this janma, these are the travelers along with me. That is temporary. We are not permanent. All of us go together. None of the family member go together. No, three of them, four of them, five of them. அது எல்லாரும் ஒரே வாட்டி போனால் நல்லா இருக்கும். அப்படி போக மாட்டோமே. எல்லாரும் விட்டு போக வேண்டியதான். யார் முன்னாடி யார் பின்னாடி தெரியாது. அது வேறே கஷ்டம். என்ன துக்கம் பாருங்க. தேர்ஃபோர் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் அசக்திஹி. சக்திஹி மீன்ஸ் பேஷன், அட்டாச்மெண்ட். மே யூ நாட் ஹாவ் எனி அட்டாச்மெண்ட் வித் தீஸ் டெம்பரரி ரிலேஷன்ஸ் வித் பாடி மைண்ட் ஹுச் இஸ் ஃபேக் அகங்கார். It is unreal. Why you are giving reality to these relations? Mother, father, hammu, daughter, granddaughter. So much. And the patru. And the patru. Patruga. Patratran. Patrinai. You catch. You attach to detach. May you have attachment to detach yourself. Attachment is for to mature. After maturity, be ready to detach. Attach to detach. Samyogaha viprayogantaha. You get attached to family, member, children and all. That much extent you grow and mature, refine, come out of that attachment. That's why attach to detach. Without attachment you cannot get refinement. Nalla adi vaanganum konjam appo da detachment varum. Have attachment mullama get detachment. This is called asaktihi. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.